In studio now, I have Kieran Moore, and he's one of the sponsors of the C project here in Near FM. Good morning, Kieran. How are you?
Good morning, Noel.
Okay, now I know everybody is talking about what's happening with the euro. Are we going to have a euro? I just listened to it this morning, and there's a sort of encouragement now that we should sort of say to hell with them all and just go on our own. But there's some smaller things happening which are major as regards Ireland's concern, and this is the CE projects.
Yeah, well, community employment projects go back to the mid-90s and probably earlier, and they were set up probably in times of the recession. Back at the end of the 80s. But they were set up with two functions. One was to provide support and a service to the community, and the other was to help individuals on the path to getting jobs. So, I mean, there's different discussions over the years as to how successful they've been. But to a certain degree, one of the things that does help people become more employable is a €500 grant for training. But currently that has been cut, and there's still uncertainty, but it's been cut by at least two-thirds, so down to about €150, or it's been cut entirely. It depends on how it turns out. But frankly, for people to get an accreditation with €500 can be tough enough, a recognised skill that you can get. But with no training budget at all, or with one as low as €150, it'll be extremely difficult. And I think there is a real understanding that times are tough and there has to be certain cuts somewhere. But that's a kind of savage cut, you know. And there's sense that it was going to be reduced gradually by a certain amount this year and a certain amount next year, you know.
Just to explain to our listeners, it is a complicated thing in the sense that people are working more or less for their dole. They get a bit of training sometimes where they are, but it's that money that you're talking about, the funding provided, to give them a training, and which has been cut by two-thirds. Now, the thing about it is that it's very, very important for the training, because the ages of the people can range from...
Well, they can range from 23 to 65.
Yeah. So that's quite the important part of it. And I think the big thing as well, as we've seen on the TV, it's actually some of the places where they're working as well while they're doing the training, a lot of it in schools. I mean, we have them working here as well. But in schools and many places like that, where they just can't be afforded, the work that they do, apart from them receiving training, is so important.
Yeah, I mean, there's a small grant to support as well. And if you talk about schools, I mean, community employment projects vary massively from one here at Near FM. But, say, Target down in Donaghmede would have one to support the education there. But most people would be familiar with the rural ones. And they might be supporting small Irish language projects in the Gaeltacht, or they might be supporting the restoring of the old castle in the area or something like that. And the small support that you would get then for people on community employment, I mean, once people come off the dole and they go on to community employment, it is a job. So therefore you have to be insured, and there's an insurance cover on that. Then there has to be employers PRSI. And then often people, as I said, if you're out repairing the castle or something, I mean, it's not unusual to need some tools. And therefore, there has to be some way of providing the material, so there's no point in doing it. So that small material grant, again, has to be slashed by at least two-thirds, or maybe even be 100% and taken away entirely. And there's very simple issues like heat and light bills and rent bills and rate bills and all sorts of stuff. I mean, if someone comes to a job, they do need a chair to sit on and a desk to sit at. They need something to do. But for a lot of places, this kind of cut will nearly close them down. It will close down community employment.
Will it be that bad? Is that the impact it will have?
Well, I certainly am aware of community employments across the north side, and the only income they have is community employment, because that's the kind of community project they are. I mean, Near FM, as part of the Near Media Co-op, is a bigger project, and community employment is one of the things that it has. So it's not going to close down Near FM by any means. But certainly it will be quite savage in terms of the cuts it brings to the small grants that a community project like Near FM would rely on.
And would it also have a deficit effect to the extent of people going onto the onto these community employments that would see, they would see no benefit of it if there's no training involved?
Ah, yeah, I think it's very detrimental on both sides. I mean, for the individual, they think, well, there's no training grant there, so it's much harder to better myself without that training grant. And then for the organisation itself, there's quite a cost of taking on someone on community employment, so there'll be a reluctance to take someone on because they wouldn't be able to afford to do it. I mean, when you look at it in a broader sense and the kind of services that provide and the kind of opportunities it gave, I mean, people will say, how many people did a community employment scheme and then got a job? But that's a very unfair way of looking at it. I mean, there aren't that many jobs out there. And there's plenty of people with a lot of skills, a lot of education, a lot of expertise and experience to bring to it, and they can't get a job.
I don't want to turn into a political debate to the extent with the next question, but to the extent I'm a bit cynical, I'm inclined to be about politicians, and I'm wondering with the impact that the disability cuts that they put in and then retracted, I'm wondering did that sort of lower the impact that people see on the other cuts that were about? In other words, they were sort of in the background and people sort of give a sigh of relief. Well, they've reneged on that, so that's fine, so everything else is okay. Do you get that feeling?
I suppose
a bit deliberate, do you think?
These are difficult times, and it's hard not to be cynical about stuff like that. I don't know. Sometimes governments make decisions and they roll back, but it's often the squeaky wheel that gets the most attention. So, I mean, if you remember a few years back when they were going to bring in cuts to the senior citizens and the help me out here now, the health card.
I know what you mean. Yeah, you're like me, we're having a senior moment together. the medical card.
The medical card for over 70s. And it was huge outcry. And, you know, I think if people will stand up and say, that's not right, that one's not fair. Because most people realise that if there has to be cuts, there has to be cuts. I mean, we'd rather there wasn't cuts and we didn't have to pay back the banks. But, you know, there's no getting away from some reality behind this. But I think when people stand up and say, but we accept there has to be cuts, but just some of them are just unrealistic and unfair. And I think when you look at the medical card or when you look at that disability issue, governments make mistakes too. And I think in this case, in the community employment case, it's very much a mistake. I mean, cutting by that much is so detrimental that it's going to damage something that's very worthwhile and a very worthy project.
And now decided that the settled, and it's 3 days after the budget, and people like yourselves are involved in the projects, in the CE projects. Do you think there'll be maybe a lot of protests now over the next couple of weeks, and especially after Christmas?
There's a protest on at 2 o'clock today outside the Dáil, organised by CIPTU and the Community Employment Network. So I suppose it'll be interesting to see how many people get out there, how big that demonstration is. Under how much pressure Minister Joan Burton comes for that. I mean, I'm sure in her own backyard, in her own constituency, in West Dublin, in Blanchardstown and that area, there's lots of community employment projects and they'll be hit very hard. As you say, childcare, schools projects, that kind of thing. So it remains to be seen. But
I think it'll take a while for the information that we're talking about today to sift through to everybody, both to the recipients of the CE projects and also to the administrators before they see the impact. So therefore, it might take a while.
It might do. I mean, there's many people now, many thousands of people have been on a community employment scheme. So it's interesting to know, I was just looking at some of the list, and Sharon Eve Yolon, the well-known newsreader, was on community employment at one stage. So I'm sure that helped her along her way on her career too. And it'll be interesting to see who gets out there and who protests. But it is at 2 o'clock today at the Dáil.
Okay, so if you want to go in there and especially make your claims known and your protests known, just go in there at 2 o'clock outside the Dáil. Ciarán Murray, thanks very much.
Cormac.